You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Meet the Candidate Show. Today's guest is Pam Onan, who is running for a board seat on School District 200. And we have to let you know, folks, this is a paid for by the candidate show and or by their election or re-election committee, and do not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. Pam, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
In all clarity and sincerity, I've known you for a while. You've been a longtime shopper on our KDWA shopping show, which tells me you're very fiscally responsible.
So. Oh, I love that shopping show. Oh, my family loves the shopping show.
Yeah. It's amazing. We have close to 10,000 people that are, you know, registered and on that show.
Good.
So
good.
If that says anything, I think that says an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, Pam, you're running for a board seat on School District 200 School Board. What have you been working on lately?
Well, I've been working on going out door to door, checking on, just knocking on doors, talking to people. I've been listening to what people's comments are about what they see as concerns or things, directions we would like to go. And I've been very happy to have those conversations. And honestly, my views are right along with many, many of the residents. I'm still going to keep going around, and I hope to see everybody.
It's a lot of work running any campaign on any level, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's a lot of work.
Well, let's just, for a fun way to get to know you, would you be willing to play along and do a lightning round with me?
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm going to say a couple things, and we'll see what your response is.
Okay.
And later on, we'll talk about this because you've had some experience. I mean, KDWA is just a small town compared to what you've accomplished and been on in the past. Oh, and we'll talk about that in a bit.
That's true.
Okay. Salty or spicy?
Salty.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Oh, chocolate.
Fog or rain?
Rain.
Newspaper or book?
Book.
Newspaper or magazine?
Newspaper.
Autumn or spring?
Autumn.
Coffee or pop?
Coffee.
Cream or sugar?
Cream.
Flavored water or plain?
Plain.
Yellow or blue?
Blue.
Windy or rainy?
I'm going to go with rainy again.
Okay.
All right.
Art or choir?
Choir.
Math or geology?
Math.
Physics or chemistry?
Physics.
Wow, you are, yeah, that was good.
That was a fun way to start.
There you go. So now, folks, the rest of it you don't need to know because you know Pam is, you're a fun, loving, hardworking lady. How long have you been a Hastings resident and where do you live?
I've been a Hastings resident for about 32 years, which is like exactly as long as I've been married. My husband and I got married.
Oh, congratulations.
And we lived in Hastings. So we used to live in Hastings, like where Walmart was, but Coborn's is.
Oh, sure. South
Hastings. When I say that, then I've been here for a while. But now we are in Ravana Township, still the Hastings School District, and we just love it.
Okay. Do you have a family in District 200?
Our core family. So my husband and I have three kids. We have twins, Michael and Maria, who went through the Hastings school system and went through college and are both gainfully employed. So we're very, very happy and proud of them for that. And our youngest, Martin, just graduated last year, and he is beginning his time at University of Minnesota Duluth. So he's going through, I mean, that's a big change, and he's stepping up. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you bet. And what is your current profession?
I am a substitute teacher in the district part-time. And honestly, I've been busy with the campaigning so far, so I have not yet been in the classrooms. But it's easier for the teachers to start the classrooms with them only and then introduce the substitutes later when the teachers have stuff coming up. So I'm hoping to be in the classroom soon. I just love these kids. They're so funny. So funny.
There you go. Well, we talked about your kids' education, but what's your previous education?
Okay, a lot of education. So I, right out of high school, I went to a community college, North End Community College, because it's way cheaper and it's the same credits, it's the same classes. So that was a really good way to do that. I transferred to the University of Minnesota and into the Institute of Technology for the mechanical engineering program. And I finished that, and that's when Scott and I got married, when we were both done with college. And then after I had kids, I worked at the refinery for a long time, had the kids, stayed home and raising them, and then I decided to go back to school. So I went to Bethel, and I got a Master of Arts in Teaching degree, and also got my licensure for teaching math, of course, because I'm a math person, math grades 5 through 12, so all the way up through calculus, and it's all wonderful. So I've been busy with education.
I guess. You know it from the inside out.
Yes.
Well, if you were to count it up, what is the span of your life that you've been studenting?
Okay, that's a good question. Okay. Well, started school around 5 years old, and I'll bet you the span is about 40 years that I have been being a student, with, you know, breaks in between. But really, mm-hmm. having kids at home, you really are a student trying to figure out how to read your kid and how to help the kids grow up. So maybe I'm a lifelong learner.
Well, you're supposed to be, though.
Well, then I'm doing it.
You're doing it correct. Okay. You're listening to KDWA's Meet the Candidate Show. Our candidate today, Pam Onan. Pam, state any and all experience you feel are relevant to being qualified for the position that you're running for. And, of course, that's a board seat on School District 200.
Okay, I like that. So instead of, I'm going to talk about my qualities. And this is very true. I am practical, I am passionate, and I am professional. I'm going to start with professional. I have held seats on different boards. From when I was very early college, on city and community boards. I know how to research the topics, how to approach divisive topics factually and without coming in with a bias. And I'm very good at having discussions with others around the board who might have different opinions until we figure out what would be the best way to vote to move things forward. So I'm professional about that. I am passionate. I really want all of our kids to grow up to be happy, healthy, productive members of society. There comes self-worth, I think, comes from knowing that you have made a difference or that you are valuable, and I want all of our students to have that. I'm passionate about giving our kids the best that we can while they are in school so that they can grow to be the best they can. And then I am practical, which means we know that after a meeting, during a meeting, we need to come to a consensus or at least a majority. I know that it's hard to have tough conversations, and on the practical side, numbers. I know that we have financial obligations. We've asked for taxpayer money, and we're going to use it the best way that we can. I want to be practical that we're not taking more money than we should, and I want to be very practical and stingy, perhaps, that we're using that money the best way we can so that the kids get the most out of it.
Okay. How about any organizations, church groups, volunteer groups, previous council boards, committees, or commissions that you've been on?
Okay, so I kind of talked about that just in an overarching way earlier. So let's see. Well, I've got kids, so I did the Girl Scout leader, Boy Scout leader. I was the, Moms Club. I was the treasurer for Moms Club, so that was kind of a board position. I was the treasurer for Boy Scouts, and so that was a board position. In AAUW, when I first came here, one of the ways I got to meet people was by being in AAUW, and I helped with the newspaper from AAUW, and that was, again, it was at the board meetings. And I got to meet a lot of people and just keep showing that leadership and working together as a group. Recently, Well, okay, so then there's Vacation Bible School and Faith Formation. But currently I'm for the HFC soccer. Soccer's getting to be really big.
Yes, it is.
And I've been on the board of that for a while, and I'm the treasurer. And we can see, just looking at the treasurer ledger, soccer is getting very, very popular. We're seeing a lot of registrations, and we're spending a lot of money on good coaching for these kids. I'm super happy.
Good. Good. Well, we kind of alluded this earlier, and I'm going to say it because I'm impressed with it. But you've been in these KDWA studios, and it's been a while, too, that you were here, because you're a celebrity, in our opinion, because you hold the Guinness Book of World Records. It happened in 2020 for the most, now you have to correct me on this, numbers or things that you can say backwards. You've appeared on Jay Leno's show. You've appeared on a lot of, or some game shows.
Yes.
You're a bit of a celebrity. Tell us about that.
Oh, my gosh. This has been so amazing. Okay, so the Guinness record was for the most words spelled backwards.
That's it.
In 1 minute. And 2020, and the kids were home from college, and so I looked it up, and we could do it. So people were on board. We tried. The record was 49 or 39, I think, words spelled backwards in 1 minute. And so we tried it. We were at the HCTV studio, and we thought we had it. We thought we had 41 words. And then we're like, well, maybe it was 40. Guinness came back and said that we tied the record at 39. And I'll tell you, there's no better motivator. It's not losing a game that makes you want to win it again. It's tying. That's what really, for me, that lights my fire. So we went back at it and did a whole nother try. And we went from the 39 up to 56. 56 words spelled backwards in 1 minute.
Wow.
There is a Guinness video I'll show to sometimes the kids when I'm substituting if we've got time. It's very enlightening the way Guinness put that video together. So you search Pam Onan and Guinness backwards, and you'll get this cool video.
Okay.
So that's extra homework for all y'all. So
okay, and then Jay Leno called. You were on his show?
Yes, he had the show, You Bet Your Life.
Okay.
I got to be on that show, You Bet Your Life. I got to talk to Jay Leno, right there. Pretty sure he shook my hand. No, maybe he didn't. But oh my goodness. And Kevin Eubanks. And it was awesome also meeting all the other contestants that were there, because we were just totally stoked. We're like, seriously? And part of the game was like a surprise, so we didn't really know what to expect. That was amazing.
Wow.
That was amazing. And then Twin City Live. I got to be on Twin City Live also. This Guinness World Record thing has been just, that's one of the truly bright spots of the 2020 era.
that is just so neat. It shows that you accomplish what you set out to do. So that's going to kind of tie in here. And so it's so neat to have somebody from Hastings that is in the Guinness Book of World Record, mm-hmm, and now running for an office also. Mm-hmm. So why are you running for the position? Do you think that you're the kind of person who is able to study both sides of an issue? Mm-hmm. And I say this tongue-in-cheek after our conversation before presenting your position to the board.
Yeah, I have and always been, like what you alluded to, I do take a look at both sides, or in the case of the spelling and talking backwards, I do look at the complete opposite of something, because I do think you can learn the most by just trying to see another viewpoint. It either helps you change and modify, or it helps you strengthen. Yep, okay, I did think about that right. So I am very easily always interested in looking at both sides of any topic.
And the studying part, and we just talked, that just amazes me. you're listening to KDWA's Meet the Candidate. Our candidate this hour, Pam Onan, who is running for Hastings School Board. This is paid for by the candidate or their election or reelection committee, and do not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. Pam, before we go, we would be remiss if we didn't ask you, what are the main issues you feel currently facing the Hastings School District, and how would you plan to address them?
Yeah. As a substitute teacher, one of the things that I have seen is, well, I'm just going to say it, student apathy in some cases. The kids are really having a hard time re-engaging in the classroom. And when that happens, it brings the learning level down in the whole classroom. So I really want to see the classrooms be free of, well, apathy. I would like every kid to be involved, but also we need it to be distraction-free. Other than that, I think once we have that, we could keep, the kids can study better. I also would like to see a better relationship between parents at home and teachers at school. I see a student in a classroom and they're listening to the teacher, but really, I'm going to say that parents, I want everybody to vote, but even more important than that, I want you to be checking in with your students. Ask them, what are they doing? If they want to complain about their teacher, you let them do that, and then say, hey, show me what you've done at school. More parent engagement is going to help our students learn, and we are all on board with students learning, teachers, parents, and the community.
Can you give a current example in our schools that could still be evaluated from different points of view?
Well, I think bullying, and this was something that I had on my list from the last year when I ran for board. And we worry about bullying, so we want to make sure that nobody gets bullied. But I want us to look at the flip side. What kind of student behavior or conversations are happening that we need to modify and encourage better? We don't want students saying negative things about other people. We want students to respect that we are different, but we are still going to work together. No sense putting anybody down. So I want to make sure we protect the people that need protecting, and, you know, maybe a little bit of tough love. This would be a better way for you to act over here. And mm-hmm. just let kids learn that.
Yep. Short and long-term goals that you'd like to see or set for yourself?
For myself, short-term, learn to work with the people who are on the board. If we don't get that, we don't go anywhere. And long-term, just try and do everything we can to get these students to be proud of themselves and learn as much as they can.
And finally, any additional comments that you'd like to make, and how can folks get a hold of Pam Onan if they have any question, of course, or they can refer you to as the Guinness Book of World Records, most words spelled backwards, 2020.
That's true.
Star.
That's true. Well, I'll be walking around town. Hopefully I see you. And you can contact me by email, so Onan, FORSB, @gmail.com. My website, PamOnan4SB.squarespace.com.
Okay. Well, Pam, I want to thank you for taking the time to come in here.
Thank you.
Good luck on your campaign. This Meet the Candidate show with Pam Onan has been paid for by the candidate and or by their election or re-election committee, and does not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. This is KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7 in Hastings.